This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And off we go. Sometimes you don't have time to do a whole lot of stuff other than think, aim, fire. And joining us once again is investigative reporter Lee Williams and the head of Gamut Resolutions and the maker of a very fine sling, Bob Keller. Good afternoon.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I know, Lee, time is a pressing matter, so let's go.
You're out at the range. What you doing out there, brother?
Not shooting.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Maintenance.
For those of you who may not know, Bob has probably the best tactical range in the world. It's called Range Works. It's located near Fort Meade, Florida. Unlike other public ranges and private ranges, when you go out to shoot there, there's no RSOs. Bob puts you through a 4-hour class and you basically become an RSO. And here's the best part. You get your own bay. You get your entire own bay to do whatever you want there as long as it's safe. And I guess that, what are you doing today, cutting the grass?
Yeah, mowing. We got a big event out here the next 3 days, so trying to get some mowing done, another miscellaneous crap.
Last week, we ran out of time. You said you wanted to talk about going from a plastic gun to a staccato. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And what that was all about. Enlighten us, brother.
Totally forgot about that. I can't remember what brought up the conversation. I think it was going from what you thought was a good gun to a staccato.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
big. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to talk about my experience because people that, once you get to know me, you know I'm not a big gun guy, not a big gear guy. I'm one of those guys, usually give me something, I'll make it work, you know, as long as it goes bang. But, so, not being a gun guy, and I've heard it all before, like, especially at the unit, people would bring in stuff, and they're like, it's the best thing ever, you know, and then I'd go shoot it, and I'd be like, oh, shit, I don't, you know, I'd look over at my buddy, and be like, I don't feel a difference, you know. But supposedly it was the latest and greatest thing, right?
So, right.
Hadn't really felt that big of a difference until I went to staccato, and not being a gun guy, first time I shot a staccato, I was like, holy crap, I can actually feel a difference. Like, this is a way better gun. So, and then long story short, I eventually signed with staccato. I've been with them for, I think, over 4 years now. And I had been shooting staccato exclusively anytime I went to the range, if I did practice that once a year, or demoing in classes, you know, I'd shoot staccato, and I hadn't shot anything for anything else besides staccato for 3 years. So it was cool going from what I thought was a good gun, or my go-to gun, to a staccato. I felt a big difference. But the huge difference was after those 3 years of shooting nothing but Staccato, one day I was, so the gun that I had prior to that, I had set up, it wasn't a race gun or anything, and it wasn't really, really tweaked that much, but I mean, I had the thing set up to where that was my go-to gun. That was the gun that I was going to go to the next gunfight with, right? Like, that was my baby. And after 3 years of shooting Staccato, one day I was in my safe and I saw my at one point, my freaking go-to gun. I was like, yeah, I was going off the range that day. I was like, you know what? I haven't shot this thing in a while. Let me take this sucker out. Went out to the range. I shot probably 10 rounds through that thing, and I'm not kidding you. I was like, where's the garbage can? Like, I'm not kidding you. It was that bad compared to the whole point of this. I thought it was a pretty big difference going from that gun to a Staccato, but the huge difference was going from Staccato back to a gun that I thought was a great gun prior.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was that bad to where I was like, I'm never shooting this thing again. Like, literally, where's the garbage can? It was cool for me to experience that because now I can actually not talk smart about Staccato, but like I've lived that going from a decent gun to a really good gun and then going back to what I thought was a decent gun and feeling the difference. It's crazy. Like, how different a Staccato is once you get used to that feeling and then going back to something that you thought was good.
Mostly the trigger?
I mean, it could be trigger, just the lack of recoil, how that thing snaps back into place for follow-on shots. And, you know, a little bit could be you get used to the feel of the grip, but it was like going from a Ferrari back to a Pinto.
The lead gunsmith at Staccato studied under Bob Marvel. So
yeah.
He's come up with a formula where he has a high tolerance and a low tolerance, and he keeps all the guns going out in that range,
right,
of tolerance.
Right.
Both of those tolerances work versus, and they truly are custom guns just because of the things that they do. But, it has quite the lineage, the modern version of Staccato today. They've completely left behind what used to be STI.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So let's talk about it. I want to analyze some of this. Let's talk about going from I don't want to say plastic, but let's say a safe action gun. I know that's
Striker fired gun
to a Staccato. I mean, for me, it was, I couldn't agree more. The accuracy, the lack of recoil is just amazing. But for me, the big thing is that trigger. That trigger is nothing like a striker fired pistol. And you know, we know guys who make parts to improve the trigger of a striker fired gun, and I think they do work considerably.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, it's like 99.9% better, but you still compare that best trigger on a striker to the Staccato. There's no comparison.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy difference, and if you never tried one, you need to just to really or have the experience, because I wouldn't have known either.
Yeah.
And it was funny when I came on board, they were still STI, but they had already gone through the new ownership and they were revamping the whole thing, getting away from STI. They just hadn't switched the name yet. Because I'm not a gun guy and I don't get into that stuff, I didn't even know who STI was. And one of the reps came to one of my classes and
Hold up, we're coming up on the break and everything. I want to hear the story, because this has got to be a good story, because I've been involved with STI and Staccato. I don't know some of the background to it, so I'll be taking notes on this. Lee Williams is an investigative reporter with the Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, and he is gunwriter.substack.com. And Bob Keller is the chief instructor and apparently the landscaper at Gamut Resolution. We'll be right
back. And plumber.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire, and we are currently exploring what it is like to go from a striker-fired pistol to the Staccato platform, which is, like I said, Staccato's in that very rare air where it actually brings high-end quality. At in some cases, a third of the price. And, Bob Keller, after you got your hands on Staccato, they made you sort of like a developer, a tester. What are you within Staccato?
That's a good question. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, they list you as a Staccato guy. Now, then Lee Williams, who's the other part of Think Game Fire. He is now a Staccato owner. He drives a Staccato and everything. I mean, me and Lee got together because we wanted to be just like Bob, and then Bob changed on us. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
That's only for the listeners. Didn't change guns. Just changed. They're not brands. Just changed to a different gun.
Yeah. Now he's carrying the CS, which I told Tony Pignato last week. I said, listen, I want you to send me one of those for testing and evaluation, and oh, by the way, you'll never get it back. So, go ahead there, Lee. Yeah. You were having some good back and forth there.
SDI.
Yeah. So, just the Staccato experience, and I think they actually say that. You just need to try it. You know, a lot of people will be at my class and I don't even want to touch it. they know how good it's going to be, and then it's going to be like, okay, now I got to buy one. I agree that is going to happen, but you got to try it, because I know this from experience when I first started it. So I was telling the story before going on break. Had one of the reps come to one of my classes and agreed to let him come to class. I had never even heard of STI. It was a collab class. So he was coming with the other instructor, and I'm like, what the heck is STI? And the guy, so now my really good friend, he was there. He was just starting out. He was like their first rep, actually, when they first turned over. And, first day of class, he's like, man, you really got to try this gun out. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it, because I've heard the spiel before. On how good guns are, and you got to try these things out.
We all have.
So I'm like kind of blowing them off. Like literally, I was like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then I'm giving the class too. So I was like, I don't want to be doing that during class. Then at lunch, he was like, hey man, just shoot a couple rounds through this thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. End of the day, I said the same thing. I didn't shoot it that first day. Second day comes around, he's like, man, you got to try this thing. I'm like, yep, whatever. It literally, at the end of the second day, and he was kind of bugging me, like, you really got to try this thing. So I'm like, just give me the damn gun. I'm going to go in and make this guy happy, right? And I went up online and shot like 10 rounds of that thing, and I looked back and I'm like, holy crap. Like, I couldn't believe I hadn't tried it the last 2 days, because I thought it would be nothing special. I mean, it was that big of a difference. Like, when I shot that thing, I was like, well, like, you guys got something here.
What were you shooting at the time?
I think he brought out he had a couple. I think the one that I shot
was your gun?
A Glock.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was the Glock 34. So he had the one I shot was the STI DVC carry, at the time before they switched to Staccato. And then 2 months later, they hit me up saying, hey, do you want to come on board? And I was, I think, the first shooter that they ever had on their staff. And really all I was doing is just bringing guns to classes for people to demo.
And now you're a social media influencer.
Yeah, right. Hardly that. I do. Yeah, I always have guns. I always have staccato guns at my classes for people to demo.
I want to talk about the single action going from striker to single. Any tips? Any issues? I'm not seeing them either.
People are like, yeah, but I don't want to go to where now I got to be working the selector switch on the way out to the target. I mean, I'd shot 1911s in the past. But I mean, you're talking 12 years of nonstop hundreds of thousands of rounds on a striker fire gun without having to work in a selector switch. It probably took a half a magazine to a magazine to where it got comfortable. You know, I mean, people think it's going to be a big change, you know, going from striker to a staccato and working the safety. It was not a big deal at all. Change wise and getting used to it.
You know, I've talked to a lot of law enforcement guys, including a few senior folks who we know, and they're all saying, yeah, I'm sure it's a great gun, but it's not for everyone. We can't have everyone carrying a single action. And I want to call crap on that.
Shenanigans.
Okay. Shenanigans. I mean, look at what the Army did for the last, since 1911 on training the 1911. The dumbest privates in the world, okay, have been taught successfully how to shoot a single action firearm, the 1911, without any big horror stories. I don't think that single action is a big deal at all. I mean, the Army taught it for 100 years.
I don't think it's a big deal at all either. I would say once you get used to it, it's almost safer because you do have a safety.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like rifles have safeties, right, for a reason. So having a safety on a pistol, I love it.
Like, yeah, I think I'm with you. It is safer because there is no safety, like you said, on the safe action on a striker.
Yeah.
This, man, you can just pop that on, pop it off so easily. And I don't think that should scare anybody. I don't think that should scare any large departments from going into this. This is a much better gun than the guys are carrying now, and I don't care what they're carrying, be it a SIG or a Glock or whatever.
So I want to ask a question. Well, I'm going to, okay. I tell you what, I'll ask the question when we come back because we're coming up on the next break. Bob Keller runs Gamut Resolutions. This is a no nonsense tactical training hub using a very, well, the class of all facilities, according to Mr. Williams. I'll take his word for it. To teach you the tactical methods that you need to know. Lee Williams, he gets out there and he attacks and he holds no quarter. If you are a enemy of the Second Amendment, if you take the wrong step, he will point out to you the error of your ways, suggest corrective action, and should you fail to take that, then he will simply quote you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. storm still pose a threat from the Midwest to the Deep South after an outbreak of tornadoes on Tuesday. This as authorities in Alabama say a woman and child are dead after a tree fell on their mobile home during severe weather. Officials say a tornado caused a tree to fall onto the home outside of Montgomery, killing a 39-year-old woman and an 8-year-old boy. The number of jobs added by private companies in November is at a level not seen since January. ADP says 127,000 jobs were created. That's well below predictions of 190,000 jobs being added. Singer-songwriter Christine McVie is dead at the age of 79. She was a key contributor to Fleetwood Mac's multi-platinum success during the late 1970s. In a statement, her family said she passed away peacefully this morning after a short illness. USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We were talking about going from a striker-fired pistol, the Plastic Fantastics, to the reimagination of what is the modern, you know, it started out as a 1911, now it's a double stack 2011. Now, Bob, since you were in the very beginnings of this, you were, like you said, you were one of the first staff shooters they had. What did Staccato do to attract all these law enforcement agencies to take a look at this? Because everybody had gone away. They were with Glock, or they were with SIG, or maybe sometimes they'd be with Smith. They'd all gone with the striker-fired gun, even though apparently when you look at some of the training some of these police officers get, they must, you know, you look at the NYPD, apparently they all ran around with their finger on the trigger all the time when they had revolvers, and it was that 13-pound pull that kept them from shooting the wrong person.
yeah, right.
What did they do to get them to take a look at it, and what kind of testing went into this to where, what is it now, there's over 650 agencies that have either adopted it or approved it?
Yeah, well, I was just, so the guy who I started with who actually came to my class, he's just a freaking great guy.
And apparently he's a good salesman. Because, I mean, he was the military LE rep at the time. And I don't even know if it was military at the time. It was just the LE rep. And he put his time in. I mean, he was just a go-getter to get into the departments. And I mean, the gun sells itself. So that's easy. Which is getting demo days, which I think I helped out a lot with that as well, because I do a lot of LE classes. So every time I was given a class, look at, here's the new Staccato. This is what I'm running now. Once it gets in their hands, they shoot it. Well, they're going to be just like I was and just like you guys probably were when you first shot. You're like, holy crap, this is a big difference. It makes you a better shooter. So it makes sense. So getting in was just good on being a good rep. And then I think eventually getting in the right hands of guys like myself that are doing classes, as long as they're bringing the guns for people to demo, and they're doing a lot of LE classes, that's how it works.
Yeah, I'd say the gun sells itself better than any rep or
shooter. Who knows how many Staccatos I've sold, and I know nothing about guns.
What you,
I don't need to.
Before you switched to Staccato, what were you carrying?
I have a 45 XD, the tactical with the 5-inch barrel.
Okay.
And I loved it. A lot of guys don't like XDs. Hey, it never failed me. I loved it. The whole thing was nickel boron coated, except for the plastic, obviously. And it worked great. Never had an issue with it. So I went to single action, and I dumped down to 9. Much to Bobby's chagrin and please. Hey, we got good questions. I'm going to segue right to those. A few good questions. This is from Adrian in our home state of Minnesota in Brainerd. Adrian, I bet it's nice and warm up there.
Very nice. Very nice.
What did you mean when you guys talked about coaching versus teaching? What's the difference? That's a good question.
Well, I mean, they're just words, however you want to define them. I mean, to me, like an instructor, you're going to be, this is how you're supposed to do it. This is how you hold, this is how you're supposed to hold the gun. This is how you're supposed to stand. This is how you're supposed to shoot, blah, blah, blah. That's instructing, right? Like telling someone how to do something. I don't do that in my classes. And like coaching for, when I say coaching, I should label that better. Like I'm talking like professional coaching. I don't think at that level coaches need to teach someone how to throw a football or how to catch a football. They already know how to do that. The coach is running them through drills, right? That he has made up that he thinks is going to make his team better. It's just going to the field and forcing guys to do drills that he's made up. He's not teaching them how to run. He's not teaching them how to block. At that level, they already know how to do that, right? So, and that's how I am as an instructor in classes. I would say I'm more of a coach because I'm just forcing you to do drills that I know. If I force you to do them over and over, you're gonna start figuring out what works for you. Like I don't need to be an instructor and tell you this is how it has to be. Which 100% I am. I do instruct and I do give tips, but I try to tailor it to where you're starting to figure out what actually works for you as a shooter.
Not one method is gonna
work for everyone.
I would imagine the advantage of a coach is you have somebody observing you when you're putting them through the new drill and everything that may be a little new to them, and they have the advantage of that third person observation that can make the corrections as you go. Is that where it's not like you have to go, okay, this is the gun, this end here with the hole, this is the dangerous part. You never have this aimed at anybody or me or you. And the one that has the long thing coming down that the bullets go into, that's the grip. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're making observations.
I'll say something else, too. I mean, I've been through a lot of classes, and they don't. An instructor will not give you a lot of personal critique. And you do. I mean, you don't miss a damn thing. Trust me on that. Bob doesn't miss anything. And, you know, he points out corrections, and they're all good. And I think that's the huge difference. You're not getting one-on-one from an instructor. You're getting one-on-one and a lot of one-on-one because you cap your classes. You're not that guy that has 50 students out there online.
Right.
Or 50 students waiting to run through drills for 2 days. Okay, second question. In Bob's old unit, were they free to pick any gun they wanted, or were there some rules? from Anonymous.
Yeah, no, you doubt it. I mean, we're still a big army.
Yeah.
There, so you'd get your initial issue. And however it works with the government, what gun you're going to go with, what manufacturer you're going to go with, and then that is exclusively what you have to shoot, just like it would be for a big army. So we get issued two guns that's your actual issue, but we definitely could go to the arms room and pick out another Glock that we wanted. That wasn't like your initial issue, two guns.
So we pretty much had everything Glock-wise, in the inventory, that you could go back and forth with, but it was only two guns that you were actually issued. What about AKs?
Yep, we have those. So if you wanted to practice on AKs just for going overseas and have be familiar with them, absolutely we have those.
Okay. But again, it wasn't a issued gun. As far as carrying.
Like which one you mean?
Yeah, like an AK. I want to carry an AK.
Oh, overseas, no. Like operationally, no.
Okay. So there were.
It had, like, your operational gun going overseas had to be your issued gun.
Okay. I heard you guys talk about suppressive fire. Was it not used by Bob's teams?
Bob, before you answer that, we're coming up on the last break. So.
Oh, okay.
But keep that in mind. What's suppressive fire? That's the question. This is the only segment that comes on the show that actually has Q&A, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I shut up when that starts happening. I don't chime in at all. Bob is he's the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions, a very hands-on place to go to learn the craft of fire and maneuver. Lee is the investigative reporter at both the Second Amendment Foundation and Armed American News. And he's also gunrider.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is Think Aim Fire, and we just got a question about suppressive fire, which I'm very interested in this, Bob, because when I was in basic training, when they first explained suppressive fire to me, they almost made it sound like I could smoke them while I've got them while I'm laying it down.
Right. I mean, that's what I was taught at basic training as well, at least when I got to infantry.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big waste of money. Suppressive fire.
That's been turned into a machine gun, isn't it? To like some belt.
Yeah. Yes, wartime, would there be times that you could use that? Yes, yeah, you could never say that it's stupid and that doesn't work and that you shouldn't do it, because you never know situations, right? There could definitely be a situation for it. Have I ever seen it on target? No, and I've been on thousands of hits and hundreds of gunfights, and I have never seen or had to have anyone go suppressive fire. It might sound like it at times, like in gunfights, but I guarantee it's not suppressive fire where it's just getting let down range for the heck of it. Like it's like we don't shoot unless we have sight picture, period. So
I like that.
I've never seen that, but it could have happened. Yeah, absolutely could happen. But I think it's majority of time, especially in the United States. I mean, that should never happen.
No.
Never.
No.
And overseas, I mean, that's why it's just, I don't think it's for most situations it's not needed. It's a waste of rounds.
In CONUS, there are lawyers that would love someone to use suppressive fire.
Yeah, right. Not a good idea.
Okay, last question. I'm a board member of a private nonprofit range in the Carolinas. please help me sell Shooting While Moving to my board and our staff. I want to make it available to our members. Is it safe? Is there a course we should require? Does an RSO need to be present? No, we already allow our members to draw from their holster, including from concealment, from Derek. Hey, heads up, Derek. Good on you for thinking about this. What can you help the guy out with, Bob?
Well, yeah, depends on your members. Maybe it would require to have them go through an hour, 2 hour class of moving and shooting. If you're not having that class, then maybe it would require having an RSO. I mean, that's why I do the orientation at our range, just so everyone knows what they need to be doing. It doesn't, when it comes to shooting though, and moving and shooting, even static, and having, you could have five RSOs watching one person and you could still have something bad happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, these ranges, when one thing bad happens, they have that knee-jerk reaction and they create more rules. And it ends up being to the point where you have to bench shoot. You can't come out of the holster. Everything has to be, you know, static and downrange. And you're taking away the correct training that people need to be doing just because you're scared of lawsuits, which it sucks. And that's the problem with America is one bad thing happens and everyone sues each other and then more rules, you know, happen. I'm not a knee-jerk reaction guy. So I do 100% allow that because you need to be able to move and shoot. And if you don't have a range to practice that, then you're never going to be able to do it. And so how do you get your board to accept it? I don't know. You have a 1 or 2 hour class, have another orientation for all the members to show them how to do it at least safely, like where the targets need to be, the separation between you and the steel, certain lanes, certain days. And yeah, you might have to run them through a class, but 100%, you should be allowing your members to move and shoot. It's something that everyone knows should know how to do.
Yeah, I would say a separate day. And God, do you want two people doing it at once, or do you want one shooter at a time?
No, I mean, when you're doing moving and shooting stuff, it should be one person on the bay by himself. At least one person downrange doing it. Like, I don't even do multiple people in my class. Like, when I'm doing the moving and shooting class in my, you know, quote unquote advanced class, like, every time they're going across lateral, it'll be one at a time, just so I can keep eyes on each person. Forward moving, I do let people do forward moving, moving, shooting online together, but I have safety behind every shooter. So, yeah, if you didn't have an RSO, or even if you had an RSO and you were doing it, I would suggest that just being one person at a time doing moving and shooting on that specific day.
Would you consider?
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Would that be an advanced portion of a class to be shooting a movie?
What's that?
Would that be advanced? Would you be looking for the advanced shooters for that? Because most, if you get out there and tell them 180 degrees, don't let me see the muzzle of your weapon breaking 180 degrees. If you tell them that, they're going to be like, huh? Well, it's not going to get that hot.
Right. And that's why I said it would probably be good to have a class or just another orientation to kind of vet each member to know that they're safe.
Yeah, I think that's a hell of an idea. And remember, no funny walks. No silly walks.
Unless they
like it. But yeah, that's the first thing that you said where that light bulb went on over my head. Yeah, because I can't tell you how many times I've been focused on walking like a duck,
right,
you know, and trying to get sight pictures. I think that's great. And I hope he can get it at the range. I do think he probably should have some type of class and only the graduates in the class do it. But I mean, this is kind of basic stuff here. We're not talking about, you know, CQB. Everybody should be able to do this because I agree with you. It's like pulling from the holster.
Right.
It's a basic. It's a fundamental.
Yep.
And unless you can do that, you know, hopefully if you get in a gunfight, you won't be moving. But I mean, how much of your experience has been shooting while moving? I'm talking real world overseas type stuff.
A lot.
Jeez, I don't know, maybe 30%.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge number.
Like if we're moving the target and we take contact in route, obviously that's gonna be moving and shooting. Anything inside is moving and shooting. But there's a lot of, cause we did switch to doing a lot of call outs, to where you're planted. So yeah, 30-40% was moving and shooting stuff.
Yeah, that's a pretty big percentage to ignore. And
yeah, that's why you need to know how to do it. But kind of like Bill was saying too, you need to learn the basics first. I mean, everything should be static first. Get to the point where, you know, you're working that spectra switch without even knowing you're working it. So then when you start moving and shooting, anytime you're not engaging, getting the finger should be off, trigger gun should be on safe. You shouldn't have to think about that. When, you know, just by adding that little moving piece, it is still basic stuff, but now focusing on your feet and what, where you're going in relation to the target. If all the stuff at the gun isn't dialed in and just happen naturally, well, a lot of stuff can go to crap then.
Well, you know, you said something during one of your classes. I forget which one, if it was the basic or the advanced, that really struck me. What if you fall? I mean, you will fall.
Yeah.
Yep. And you shouldn't be scared.
As long as you're not engaging. And like, even if that was the case, I was engaging and I stumbled. It's so ingrained in my shooting that, like, as I was falling, the gun would be on safe. It would be going back on safe, finger would be going off trigger.
Yeah.
So then if you fall, who cares? You just get back up and continue on.
And that's going to be him. That's a last thought. You had a last thought, Bob, because we're running out of time.
All right.
And we could do more, but Lee's got to go.
Let's blame it on Lee.
Lee's got to take the ball and go home with it, so we can't do that anymore. GamutResolutions.com. Find Lee Williams at ArmedAmericanNews.com. He's the investigative reporter, SAF.org, and GunWriter.substack.com. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today.
All right. Look forward to the next one.
See you guys next week.
And our number three is inbound. Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.